Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. On the Dial Pad guest line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show, out now on Radio.com/home or search home or forward. Oh, boy, I butchered that. You can find him on radio.com. How's that? Hey, Ross, what's going on, my man?
You know what? Every time someone tries to decide whether or not it's a forward slash or a backslash, they screw it up. So I just say on the radio.com app, search home or radio.com/home. I have no idea if that's forward or backslash. Just radio.com/home.
Hey, and thanks for the support there. I appreciate it. We got the Niners playing the Cardinals tonight. Where are both these teams, do you think? Because on the surface, it would look like both are certainly ascending, but where are they in comparison with each other, do you think?
Well, listen, I do power rankings every week, and this was the first week that I put the San Francisco 49ers as the best team in football. And, I look at it objectively. I live in central Pennsylvania, and I say, hey, if these teams played right now in a series of five or seven games in my backyard, a neutral site, who would I take? And, you know, the Patriots had been number one for a while. They've got some serious challenges on the offensive line and on the receiving core right now. I actually thought the Browns blew that game more than the Patriots won it. And so I think if the Niners played them five times right now in my backyard, I think the Niners would win more. So I had it Niners 1, Saints 2, then the Patriots 3, then I got to the Packers at 4. So I guess that tells you what I think about the Niners, which is that they are really, really good. And they're getting probably three of their, 10, 15 best players back in a few weeks, which is pretty incredible if you think about it. As for the Cardinals, I'm impressed. At the start of the year, I thought, wow, they're horrendous. Kingsbury was a terrible coach. They're as bad as anybody, and they battled back. They played better on defense. They've run the ball much better. He's changed up what he's done schematically a little bit. He's leaned on the run a little bit more. So they're now, in my opinion, a pretty solid football team. The issue is they've leaned heavily on the run game, and now their top two guys, both David Johnson and Chase Edmonds, are both out. If they had both those guys, I'd give them a much better chance tonight than I do now.
Ross, I need your help. We just had a very passionate debate about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I do think he's a good quarterback. And I was just pointing out to the fellas that through seven games, Ross, that, you know, that game hasn't presented itself, that situation where they've had to lean on him to drive them 80 yards. And I'm not saying he can't do it. I was just pointing it out. But can you share with us what you think of Garoppolo? Because as this season goes further and they get in the playoffs and they face that stout defense, we've seen it to where it's got to fall on the quarterback. Do you think Jimmy's that quarterback that can get it done?
I don't think he's there yet. And it's funny because I literally – today, on a Thursday edition of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I asked Greg Cosell, the NFL matchup, NFL films guru.
Yeah.
That's also available, by the way.
Nice plug, Ross. Nice plug, Ross. Well done.
I asked Greg that exact same question. I said, Greg, is Garoppolo good enough for them to go to the Super Bowl and win it? And he pointed out, I love Jimmy's quick release. And he said he has made a bunch of really high-level throws this year that impress you, but he has not been consistently accurate. And there are a couple throws each game that, you know, kind of make you scratch your head a little bit. And, you know, the teams we're talking about at the top of my power rankings, this is rarefied air, right? I mean, you're talking about Breeze and Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And then Jimmy Garoppolo. Do I think he is on that level? No. I think, though, by the end of this year, he'll be good enough to only have to win two home playoff games to go to the Super Bowl, if that makes sense.
Right.
I think the team around him is good enough, and especially now with Emmanuel Sanders, I think Garoppolo can do enough in two home playoff games for them to get to the Super Bowl. Now, you know, that would probably be against, you know, guys like Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Kirk Cousins, who's playing very well, and Breeze. So those would not be easy games. But, yeah, I kind of feel like Garoppolo, by that point, another half a year of football under his belt, I think by that point he'll be good enough that he'll be able to make those plays when Kyle Shanahan and the Niners need him to.
Hey, Ross, I agree with you, but can we debunk this narrative that you can't win a Super Bowl without an elite quarterback? Because we've seen teams in the past, Super Bowl 50 with Peyton Manning. Heck, Joe Montana's first year with the 49ers. I don't think he was elite yet. Jeff Hostetler, backed by a great defense, won a Super Bowl. I just don't think that's fair to say you need an elite quarterback to win the big one, to win the big Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy, because if you have a solid defense like this team does, you're sacking the quarterback, you're stopping the run, and you're running the football averaging over 180 yards a game, I think that you can win a Super Bowl without an elite quarterback, Ross.
Well, listen, I mean, the Eagles won it 2 years ago with Nick Foles. He, you know, nobody would say that Nick Foles is an elite quarterback. That said, in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl, he played at an elite level. He played at a really, really high level. But to your point, yeah, I mean, Peyton Manning was terrible the year they won the Super Bowl. Do I think Garoppolo can play at a Nick Foles level and get hot in the postseason? Yeah, I do. And I think, well, you know what's more important than that, really, is being the number one or the number two seed. The last 6 years, the 12 Super Bowl teams have been 9 number one seeds and 3 number two seeds.
Mm.
Point is with the Saints and the Packers especially breathing down the Niners' neck, they can't drop one tonight. Like
right.
they can't drop one of these games. They got to really try to get the number one seed, but at worst get the number two seed, because what we have seen in recent football is that you're not going to the Super Bowl unless you're the number one or number two seed. We've seen that 6 straight years. And really, up until last year, it was number one seeds for 5 years, with the exception of the Falcons, after Aaron Rodgers made that incredible throw in Dallas to beat the Cowboys that 1 year. So it is, and last year, obviously, the Patriots and the Rams won on the road, although we all know Patriots went to overtime, could have gone either way. And we know what happened in the Rams-Saints game. So I don't know if that makes you feel better about being the number two seed or not. So it is very important that the Niners don't drop a game that they shouldn't drop, and that they try to maintain that one-game lead. It's not like, oh, well, they weren't going to go undefeated. They're probably not going to go undefeated, but they got to be one game ahead of the Saints and the Packers.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker joining us. And here's what I heard you say, Ross. If you're telling me that right now you have the San Francisco 49ers as the best team in football, that tells me Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to play any differently, or he's not going to have that game, that they can win like they're playing now.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the argument that he hasn't shown he could do it. They're also undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't shown he can either. Right? So,
right.
Yeah, he hasn't been the reason why they've lost the game yet. And I feel like, and a lot of people might be guilty of this, I feel like on some level, you know, the way he looked in that one preseason game, what was that, at Green Bay, where he threw like 57 interceptions or whatever? That one preseason game that was nationally televised, that everybody watched, for some reason, you know, in the court of public opinion, that sticks in the back of your mind a little bit. But that kind of goes away if he plays really well tonight. You know, national televised games count like 4 other games in the court of public opinion, because it's the one time when everybody's watching and they're not distracted by the red zone and 4 other games being on at that time.
Ross, when I watch the Niners play, I'm just mesmerized by this run game, how the plays are drawn up. And every owner wants that new, hot, smart, young coach. And we thought it was Sean McVay, who has led his team to a Super Bowl, did not win. I'm just wondering where that gap is now with Kyle Shanahan, because he seems not to be the flavor of the month. But when you watch what the Niners offense is doing, it's like this guy's a smart. This guy's very smart, not a genius, but he just seems ahead of the defensive coordinators. Tell me where he's at if you had to compare him with Sean McVay.
Oh, well, right now he's ahead of McVay, and I would say in particular in the run game. You know, now they both do things in the backfield with the jet motion, the ghost motion, to try to distract the eyes of the second, third level guys, to try to get them to hesitate or pause, even if it's just a little bit. But right now, I don't think anybody's doing it better than Shanahan. I'll tell you who I think is actually the close second is Greg Roman in Baltimore. You'll watch them Sunday night.
Wow.
The Patriots.
We know Greg. Him out here,
wow.
Ross. We're familiar with Greg Roman.
Yeah, you know, Greg Roman's like a run game genius, too, especially the quarterback run game. I love watching their tape. I like watching, you know, the end zone copy as a former offensive lineman. Teams that just do things different. You know, they're just doing things a little bit different. That's absolutely the Ravens and the Niners. The Niners, though, I mean, I'm just so jealous. You know, I mean, they got undrafted kids or low-round picks at tackle playing their butts off. I would have loved to have played in that offense. I think I told you guys this before, but when Mike Pettine was looking for an offensive coordinator in Cleveland, I immediately thought of my former teammate, Sage Rosenfels, who always says, 12 years, played for like seven teams, always says Kyle Shanahan, by far, the best coordinator, best play caller he was around. So I actually connected Pettine and Sage on the phone. And I think that went a long way towards, you know, Pettine hiring Kyle in Cleveland for that year when they were 7-4, even though the owner and GM kept texting Kyle and telling him he should put Manziel in. They were 7-4. With Brian Hoyer. So that says as much as anything about Kyle Shanahan in my mind. And you got to appreciate the irony that there's at least a decent chance the NFC Championship game will be Shanahan going against Mike Pettine in a Niners-Packers game.
Oh, that's going to be fun. We'll see that matchup November 24th at Levi's Stadium, Ross, Packers and Niners. You talked about tonight how the Niners need to win, and I agree with you. All these games are must-wins, and it's going to be Arizona Super Bowl due to it being on national TV. The matchup with Ross elevating over is Nick Bosa and his defensive line against Kyler Murray. How do you think this matchup is going to play out? Is Kyler Murray going to be a little in over his head, or is he going to be able to make some plays against this ferocious front?
I think he'll make a couple plays, but in general, he'll get killed. I mean, the way that front is playing right now and the speed they have at the second level with Warner and those guys, you know, it's probably hard if you're someone like Kyler Murray, right? I mean, up until this year, every field you've ever been on, you're by far the fastest dude. And the D linemen, like, pretty much can't even touch you. You could just run around and they can't touch you. Well, that's not the case tonight. And I think he'll probably learn that pretty quickly. My guess is Kingsbury will try to lean on the running game and run right at him to try to negate some of that speed of the Niners. I think they'll also try to get the ball out of his hands quickly because I think if he starts to run around, you know, you saw what Nick Bosa did last week. They're just too athletic. They're just too good up front. And really, you know, the quarterback – in terms of Jimmy's a little bit of a question mark, but the next two most important positions are O-line and D-line, and both of those are playing at a really high level for the Niners right now, and they're going to get reinforcements soon in Staley and McGlinchey, as you guys know.
Hey, Ross, thank you so much. As always, appreciate it, man.
All right, don't try to figure out what kind of slash it is. It's just radio.com/home. I don't know what slash. Radio.com/home. Thanks, dude.
Yeah,
thanks, Ross.
I got it. Actually,
Ross,
I got to officially do it again. That was radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new show out now on radio.com/home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.